Google announced yesterday that G Suite is no longer. Well, actually, it's obviously still there. Gmail, Calendar, Drive, Sheets, Meet, still there. They renamed G Suite Workspace, right? So they took their productivity and collaboration portfolio, which was G Suite, which came out and announced about 4 years ago. They renamed it Workspace, right? There's going to be new features. They rebranded some of the logos, the icons, if you will, and there's been some mixed reviews there, but I want to get into that. And they also added a premium business plan, which I definitely will get into in a minute. But ultimately, this all makes sense, right? If you think back to July when Google Next, they talked about the fact and they announced the unification of these applications right into one integrated interface for Gmail and chat, video, voice, as well as content management. You know, they created a hub, essentially, for collaboration. And that interface was clearly driven at trying to continue to penetrate and grab adoption for, at the time, G Suite, now Workspace, within enterprises, right? They knew that they had to compete and find ways to take market share and customers from Microsoft. They also had to find ways to continue to keep Slack out as Slack was ramping. And so, again, here we are, you know, later in the year, and they're continuing to indicate them in being focused on the same motivation, which ultimately is Google's vision for Workspace to be the hub for teams, right? For teams, for employees within the enterprises and the corporations and the businesses that you're trying to penetrate, right? I mean, that vision was announced as part of a blog post, or perhaps better stated, restated within a blog post yesterday announcing this change that Javier Salerto made it a point to bring up, right? Now, if anyone understands the importance of that group that they're trying to penetrate and how to do it, it's Javier. I mean, he came over from he was at Microsoft previously, right? So now he's running Workspace. He's the head of Workspace at Google, but he was, in a past life, corporate VP of office product for Microsoft. And so himself and Kurian and Enslin, they're all clearly focused on finding ways to continue, not just with GCP as they compete against Azure and AWS, but finding ways to grab market share from these enterprises and continuing to innovate and integrate and unify the applications in the productivity suite, the collaboration tools that they already have into a unified solution is going to be important. Delivering that and pitching that and selling that to these enterprises as that one spot for your employees to be productive. Right? Making it not as complex, building those interfaces so it's all in one place is very important, right? Microsoft is in that game. Microsoft already has those enterprises and those businesses and those corporations. And so this is smart. Now, I mentioned a minute ago, they also announced a new plan, right? A new pricing plan, a new edition. So if you think about it, they had Business Starter at $6 per user per month. They had Business Standard for $12 per user per month. They have the enterprise, which contact sales on their website, which obviously that's the one that they want, right, when they're approaching enterprises. But they created, what most interesting, they created an addition, this makes perfect sense, that's between Business Standard and Enterprise. They announced that Business Plus is now available per their website for $18 per user per month. Right? There's going to be additional features. So something in between Business Standard and Enterprise. They're creating a solution whereby perhaps certain organizations are not ready, but this gives them an opportunity to get something more, start them down a path to closer to what they want, which is adoption of the Enterprise Edition, the more costly edition. So let's think about, and let's talk about the differences. So Business Plus has enhanced security than Standard. It has more cloud storage than Standard, right? It has additional layers of capability when it comes to things like allowing more video participants, okay? So instead of 150, which you get in Standard, 250 can participate in the video meetings, right? So what they've done is they've created some additional value, additional features that organizations can call upon and utilize, higher price point, but it also starts to move them closer as they continue to try to push organizations ultimately towards the Enterprise Edition. This is really smart, right? They obviously figured out that organizations, and this happens when they're making a decision, Standard might not have been enough, and they weren't ready for Enterprise. And so they thought about it, and they came to market, right? So they didn't just rebrand and call things Workspace. They created an addition, and I fully expect, especially for those enterprises and those organizations and those customers that have been already evaluating and considering adopting or moving away from Microsoft and moving to G Suite, or maybe giving some of their users G Suite to test it out, I fully expect the conversations to quickly shift to pitch aggressively the Business Plus plan. I fully expect that. Now, obviously, if they start to feel that they're going to lose the opportunity and Enterprise's edition was the one that was on the table, I also expect them to come back now and say, hey, we also have this. So it's really important if you're an enterprise customer of Microsoft and you're considering making a move, or even if you know you're already a Google customer and you're evaluating coming up to your renewal, which look, we're working with organizations that fall into that category too. It's critically important that you approach this process with the right strategy, the right approach, the right questions for Google, right? Questions around, yes, I understand the rebranding. Yes, I understand the renaming. I appreciate you thinking about your customer and coming to market with an additional edition, but I need to understand how this is going to benefit me specifically in my business. And don't get caught up in that shiny discount. Push them for more commitments, long-term protections, flexibility, investments in the rollout. Because look, if you're already a Microsoft customer, it's going to be difficult to transition. We all know that. Make them solve that problem for you. So again, really, these types of announcements are really important, not just for the announcements themselves, because it gives you a lens into where Google is headed. And this is a track that they've been on since Kurian took over. When Enslin came on board, when ClipHouse became head of sales, when Solerto came over to Run, which is now head of Workspace. These are all key indicators, and I fully expect, and I'm seeing already, Google continuing from a G Suite, now Workspace perspective, gaining market share. And they're going to continue to invest to ramp their user population. And the more they do that, they're going to break out the revenue during their earnings calls. They're going to break out the specific numbers. They're going to call up more customers as references to who made the jump. I fully expect this. You as an enterprise and corporation need to continue to pay attention and to prepare yourself appropriately if it's a viable and real alternative, and or if you're already a customer, to ensure you do things right with them moving forward.